Blog Talk Radio.
First night, all I think about is you. Don't stop, baby, you can walk too. Don't want, but I think about you. You know that I'm never gonna lose.
I have terrible issues with my belly, but let's not talk about that right now.
Okay.
I wanted to talk to you about something. I almost sent a text. Let's see. Oh, I guess I didn't write it down. I wanted to talk about how, like, everybody who is a Republican or whatever at this point, I feel like they need to denounce, like, first off, I don't understand how you can be a Republican in general. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
I don't either.
I don't get that. But, like, in this day and age, being a Republican now, I think, means that you no matter, like, we say all of these people are racist because they accept the racist views of a person that they're going to vote for, like Trump, for example. So,
right.
Even if they've never said the N-word, for example, out of their mouth, which is they probably have, let's face it, they're Republicans. But
we can give them the benefit of the doubt and think maybe they don't. But I get what you're saying.
But I don't understand at this point, like, how can you say I'm a Republican and not be liable for, like, the racism that happens under that banner? Like, how?
Well, and I don't even think it's just racism. Like my whole thing is, I think they're so hypocritical because the main tenet of, like, wannabe Republicans that are just outwardly, like, you know, they might outwardly denounce racism and this and that, but, you know,
right,
they want to say, well, Republicans are for less government and government interference and this and that. And yet every other thing you hear out of the news is about a Republican lawmaker introducing some sort of bill to block the rights of people.
Right.
Like, that seems like all they're doing is, you know, you got DeSantis doing all his shit in fucking Florida. You've got all these fucking Bible Belt Republicans, like, introducing, you know, anti-LGBTQ bills and and gerrymandering and this and that. So it's like this whole premise of, like, well, Republicans are for less government control. No, they're not. Like, they're – like, that premise is bullshit. And so then, yeah, then what is it? What is it that is drawing voters and people to the Republican Party if it's not rooted in racism? You know what I mean? Because I feel like that facade of, like, well, they're for less government, I feel like that facade is crumbling by the day. So then if it's not racism and, you know, anti-gay or anti-trans or whatever, then what is it? Like, what is drawing people to the Republican Party if it's not coming from a place of hate?
Well, I mean, that's the grift, though. That's the grift.
Right.
That's exactly.
Absolutely.
Like... And it's fucked up because they've never, ever been about less government,
right?
Like, ever, you know? And I saw something the other day. I read an article the other day. And I just want to say this, we still have more to talk about on this particular topic, but related, I saw this article that was talking about how it named a particular guy who was kind of responsible for Reagan's trickle-down economics, which,
mm-hmm.
you know, most people at this age, especially liberals, have realized that, and even economists have realized that trickle-down economics is not a thing that works. It is not a thing
right.
that helps Americans in any way, because
yep.
it relies on it's the hypocrisy runs so deep in politicians because you have that tenet of trickle-down economics, which relies on the kindness of people. Okay?
Yeah.
Trickle-down economics relies on the idea that these super rich people that run everything are kind and will create jobs for people. And you know, the premise is
yeah.
that if we give the rich some more money, if we let the rich get richer, they'll be nice and make jobs
right.
for everybody in their companies, which
mm-hmm.
is total horseshit.
Yeah,
you
I think
cannot
the last 50
create.
Years have proven that that is not happening in any way, shape, or form.
It's not even the last, like, since the fucking 80s. It's garbage. You
yeah.
can't rely... You can't have any governing system based on the kindness of people, which is why we have laws that eliminate the human factor, right?
Yep.
We have laws that are designed to take the guesswork out. We have laws that are designed specifically for that purpose. So we don't need to rely on human kindness for things, because that's not a consistent factor. Humans
yeah.
are not kind necessarily at all.
Right.
And it's fucked up because they hate socialism. But socialism also relies on the kindness of people, because socialism means that everybody is equal and you know, there's very all of the utilities are socialized and paid for by the people. In socialism, it's very easy to have a dictator pop up. Very fucking easy. You know, which is why, like, every socialist country that we know of pretty much was either started or mostly ran by a dictator.
Yeah.
Right? Socialism as a principle is lovely, but as a governing system, it doesn't really work because it's too easy for a cult of personality person to take over. And then you have America, where we actually vote the awful people in. Like, we actually pick the shit people instead of them being thrust on us. Like, we choose these idiots.
Right.
And at this point, like, how do you not see the parallel between how socialism relies on the kindness of people and how trickle-down economics also relies on the kindness of people? But it relies on the kindness of people that don't have any impetus or goals to be nice to people, to help people. There's nothing in it for them at that point in their wealth level to create jobs for people. There's no reason for them to do it financially or morally or otherwise.
No.
And they don't.
No. No, they do not.
But that whole idea of trickle-down economics and what the article was saying, like that, the Republicans are still pushing that narrative. It sounds different now. Like they've packaged it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still, like, the principle is still the same. That whole idea of trickle-down economics is still being pushed by the Republican Party, and it does not fucking work.
Well, but even to that point, like in general, because I've heard that argument too, is that, you know, I've talked to people who voted for Trump and people who generally vote Republican, and their stance seems to be, well, you know, I ignore all the other stuff, but like, you know, the Republicans are way better when it comes to economics. And I'm like,
right.
I just don't understand what they're basing that on at this point. Like, I don't
and
think
that's because of, no, it's okay. That's because of what you said earlier, how they've never been about small government, because every law that they make is an overreach into people's privacy. Every law that they make. Right?
Yep. And I just don't listen, we've been around for, like, as adults for, let's see, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden. So, like, literally, like, every few years, you know, it's flip-flop back and forth. We haven't had, like, a consistent, you know, one party running it for, like, you know, 12, 16 years. But having said that, we've both personally had, like, economic ups and downs in the last 25 years, but I don't really think that's been rooted in which party is holding the presidential office. I think that, you know, we had the recession that happened in 08, which was, you know, under Republican regime. And then that downturn that took several years to get out of.
Right.
And then we had the pandemic, which I'm not, you could blame Trump for certain aspects, but obviously, like, you know, there's certain things that are also out of his control. So I'm not going to say that's completely
right
on him, but like,
no, Trump's not to blame for the entire pandemic. Right.
Right. But having said that, like, I don't see where the economy has done so much better under Republicans than under Democrats.
Because
so this idea that, like,
it never does.
You know, well, I'm voting for Republicans because they're better with money and finances and economics. Like, where do you see this? I'm not seeing it.
Because it's not there. It's part of the whole grift, man. Like,
right.
At this point, like, I know people who are Republicans, and after everything is said and done, like, after all of the stuff that you said, the stuff that I'm talking about, like, the fact is at this point, and it's probably always been like this, like, it's before we were born, it was probably like this with one party or another, and, you know, like, it's funny because I think the Democrats back in the Republicans back in the day, like the old ass days, used to be about liberty. You know, that was the thing.
Yep.
But now, like, the idea of legislating a woman's body, that's not less government.
No.
Right there.
Not.
Right there. Just in that one thing, it blows the entire Republican argument away about less government.
Absolutely.
And that's only one example, and it's a huge fucking example.
Yep. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Just that one thing.
Just that one fucking thing alone is enough for you to be like, okay, no. Like, there's no way a party who says they're about less government wants to insert themselves into your actual body. Like, there's no fucking way.
Yep.
You know, and like I said, at this point, you can't look at everything that's happened and say, well, I don't agree with this part and that part. But you do, because you're voting for the person who does that. If there was a Democratic candidate, and that's not even a good example because I fucking hate Democrats too, but if there's a candidate that checks all your boxes, right, everything you ever wanted out of a candidate, but they were a rapist or a pedophile or maybe they beat their wife or something like that. Like, I don't care how perfect they are. I don't want somebody who fucking assaults other people.
That should be enough to disqualify them from, like, your vote.
Yeah, like, it sucks when you have to take somebody, and this actually kind of feeds into the thing that we didn't talk about last week that I wanted to get to, which is, like, separating the art from the artist. But,
yes,
like, to me, once you do something that heinous, like, there is a line in my head.
Yeah.
Where once you do something like that, like, I just can't fuck with you as a person in general. Like, I don't care what else you've motherfucking done.
Mm-hmm.
If you decided to cross that barrier and do some shit like punch a woman in the face or, you know, whatever, the other stuff that I said, like, that's it for you, man.
Right.
I'm done. I'm not co-signing the rest. It's like saying, like, you know, Hitler had 6 million Jews murdered, but, you know, he was a great,
artist.
Thinker.
Yeah,
great art. Exactly. It's like you can't heap praise on somebody who's eliminated, like, the entirety of the goodwill that they had. For example, like, you know, I was never a huge Chris Brown fan, but I do like a bunch of his songs. But I'm done with that mother. Like, I ain't listening to that dude. I'm not doing it.
Yep.
Like, if you, for example, if, you know, you found out that, you know, your favorite actor, Tom Hanks, actually visited Epstein's Island maybe once or twice. Like, would that not stick with you throughout whatever, like, media they're in? Like, would you not see their face and associate that, at least in the back of your mind? Like, doesn't that happen?
See, I don't know. I think when it comes to art and artists, I do think it's a little trickier. So using your example, let's say I was a huge Tom Hanks fan, and I found out he went to Epstein's Island.
Right.
I don't think I would sit there and, like, go pay for any Tom Hanks movies going forward. However, if, you know, if Big came on TV, I'd probably still sit there and watch it. So I do think there is a slight difference, and maybe I'm just the asshole, but, like, when it comes to art and artists, I think I can separate some things. Now, maybe that's bad. Maybe I should be more, like, you know, earnest as far as, like, I probably should. But having said that, but my point being is I wouldn't, you know, pay to support them anymore, probably.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's one of those things where, like, so I think my biggest example when it comes to this stuff would be wrestling, because, like, we were just, you know, texting each other and shit like that about how much of a awful person Vince McMahon is.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
no, that definitely fits in, because also, like, you love we both love The Undertaker, but you're like, I'm honestly surprised you don't have an Undertaker tattoo. Like, you got the fucking, you got sports teams tattooed on you, which, you know, the Yankees will probably be around forever, but, you know, like, football teams get sold sometimes, and then they get their names changed.
I mean, listen, the
and
idea
let's
of
face it, I mean, it's not like the Jets are like high performing football team.
Listen,
it's sacrosanct.
The idea of an Undertaker tattoo has been discussed, but it has never actually come to fruition as of yet.
Oh, it's been discussed. Oh, shit. What would you get?
I'd probably just get, like, the logo, like the TX-looking logo.
Yeah. And the fucking Dead Man is, like, one of the best characters in fucking wrestling, period. Like, always always has been from the get-go. But, like, I think the guy himself, what is it? What's his name? Mark Calloway? Calloway. I think he's like a Republican or something. I think that's the way he votes, or he has.
He's definitely one of those
him.
Like. Trust me, I do too.
But
yeah, he's definitely one of these like. Yay,
I
police.
Do love the Undertaker.
Yeah. Right. So
I
yeah,
do love
I don't
the Undertaker.
Know, like,
but
so,
like,
yeah, it's
hard.
It is hard, and I don't know, like. I mean, yeah, he's definitely pro Republican and pro gun and pro police and all that stuff, which is like. But I also think he's not super in your face with it.
No, like no. I mean, that's something you have to do a little bit of research to find out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know. I guess. Like I said, I can separate some things, which might be to my detriment, but I don't know.
Well, no, it doesn't like that's the whole point is like, you know, some people's levels, some people's ability to separate the art from the artist. I think the lines are different for everybody, you know, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
To your point, for example, like you know who Jeffrey Jones is, the actor?
Rings a bell.
You've seen him. He was the principal in Ferris Bueller. He was an evil scientist in Howard the Duck.
Yes.
Character actor throughout like most of the 90s, the you know, like the 80s and 90s. The guy's been in so much shit. And he's a pedophile. He was caught with lots of child pornography, and he was arrested and tried, and I don't know if he served time, but he was convicted of being a fucking pedophile. And
right.
If you can't watch a movie in the years from, like, 1980 to 2000 without seeing that dude.
Right.
You can't. And there was another movie that he was in, I think, but like if you want to watch movies like that, you're going to encounter him. And I love movies from that time. So I'm watching that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And every time
yeah.
I see him, I think, you know, oh, that motherfucker, I can't believe he's a goddamn pedophile, but he's only a bit part in the movie. Like the movies,
true.
Don't focus on that dude. So
right,
it's easier for me to just kind of like, I mean, when I see him, I'm still gonna think that, you know, there's no way.
Of course,
I can't. But you know,
of course.
You're like, I guess that's my line. Like if it's a piece of media that they're not completely like prominent in,
mm-hmm.
I think it's all right. But like, I'm not. Like if there's a Jeffrey Jones movie, like I'm not watching.
If it was Matthew Broderick, you wouldn't watch Ferris Bueller.
Bueller was not exactly like my favorite movie. It's like people love that shit, and I'm like, yeah, it's like a good movie. You know, it's got a little little bit of a Catcher in the Rye theme. You know what I mean? Like there's definitely some parallels in that shit.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think Ferris Bueller was, like, the greatest movie that ever existed.
But, see, going back to this premise, I have a question for you. Because this is where I take an issue with specifically Republican voters and whatnot.
Right.
So we're talking about this concept of, like, separating the art from the artist. And again, if you think a musician or an actor or an athlete or whatever, you know, like you said, people have their own lines. Like some people can separate certain things from the person and this and that, which is fine, whatever. Yeah. It is what it is. I don't see how you can do that with politicians. And like, it's one of the things that drives me nuts about how Trump was ever elected in the first place, much less that it's 7 years later and he's going to try to run again. But like, even before he ran the first time, he had been openly outed as a known cheater and a known scam artist, and he was settling lawsuits with people left and right for scamming people from his university and avoiding taxes and this and that. Like pretty much everything you can think of he had done, and it was like out there and public. And so it's like, okay, I get being able to separate art from artist, but this is now a person who is going to be an authoritative figure. And like, how do you trust that person with that responsibility, knowing that they've shown zero capability to handle it ever?
Yes.
And like, you know, he didn't really divest from his businesses that he was supposed to, and he didn't really do any of these things that he was supposed to do. And, you know, he didn't donate his salary like we've discussed.
It's not that he didn't He just didn't. He didn't do any of the shit you're legally supposed to do when you're elected fucking president, and nobody called him on it. Like, and it's even when Democrats tried to, they failed so fucking miserably, bro. So
I know, and it's just they're so fucking inept. But that's the thing that drives me nuts is like how. So even if you think Trump is going to put more money in your pocket, which again, he's shown no ability to do that as a businessman. But even if you thought that, I don't understand how that outweighs all of the other stuff, where all the other areas in which he's proven he is like inept and devoid of like morality and, you know, whatever. Like, and now it's 7 years later, and since he's been in office, guess what? He was just convicted of sexual assault, and now he's still going to run again like nothing happened. Like, this shit is wild to me. Like, how does nobody...
He wasn't convicted of sexual assault, because that would indicate that it was a criminal trial, which it wasn't. It was a civil trial. He's liable for sexual assault financially.
Right. Right.
But like that, and that's that. I want that to be clear, just because like this is something I talked about with friends and family, that particular aspect of it. Because everybody's like, why isn't he in jail? Why isn't he in jail? Why isn't he in jail? And I thought the same thing, because it's not a fucking criminal trial. He was deemed liable financially.
Yep.
Which is like great, I guess, but like he needs to be beyond money, which he probably doesn't even fucking have. We've seen his tax returns now. You know.
Yeah.
Like did we mention how like Have you and I ever talked about privately or otherwise how like speaking to a Trump person or a Republican, like you can whittle away pretty much any of their points, because when you say to them like how like what good has Trump done, right? You ask them that question. How has Trump helped you personally? What good has Trump done for you personally? And it's usually bullshit, but like at the very when you get rid of every other bullshit objection that they have, one of the last things they say is, "Well, he donates his presidential salary to charity." Right?
Right.
I've heard that many times from different Republicans. And the fact is now after his tax returns, he never fucking did. Which I knew.
But see, here's the thing. So you say you knew that, right? And I'm not questioning whether you knew that or not, because I believe you. But my point being is that shouldn't anybody with half a brain or any knowledge of his dealings the last 40, 50 years know that he wasn't donating his salary?
Yeah, but
and I think that's
all,
where
I get
frustrated. It's like, how naive do you have to be to see this man's body of work for the last fucking half a century at this point?
Right.
And then just take him at his word that he's donating his salary. Like, he's never shown a fucking...
No, he's not a man of his word. He's never been the man of his fucking word, ever.
And he's the least fucking charitable person there is. Like you talk about that, we talked about it at the beginning, that you talk about, you know, giving the rich people the money and just assuming they're going to do good. He's the fucking poster child for no, they won't. And he's been that way for the last 40 or 15 years. He doesn't do a goddamn thing for anybody else.
And yet these people just take him at his
word that he's donating his salary. Like, what has given you that confidence that he's going to deliver on something he says? He's never done it.
Nothing, bro. Nothing. There is no proof that guy has done anything that he says he's done. Like,
nope.
He's like a 97 or 98% liar. Like,
right.
The guy has lied his entire life.
Yep.
His entire life. You know, I mean, and it's worked for him, I guess, in some ways.
I guess.
You know, I mean, he was the president. I guess it did fucking work for him. Enough people bought that.
I know. It's fucking wild. And then, like, it's just weird how these guys are beyond reproach, like, you know, between him and the investments and his businesses and this and that. And then, like, even, you know, now we go to DeSantis. Who, like, you know, like a month ago, there was a rule in the books that said if you're going to run for a higher office, you have to resign from your current office. And politicians have been following that rule for however long it's been in place. I don't even remember how long ago that rule has been in place.
Yeah.
And he just decides, well, I don't want to do that. So let's write up a new law that says you can keep your current office while running for a higher office. And everybody just says, okay, good idea, Ron. And then now he's going to run for president while still holding office. And it's like, how is there no sense of fucking checks and balances
while
with these
he's
people?
Still the governor of Florida?
And there's just no checks and balances for these people. And it's like, wait, this rule was in effect for like years. And he just decides it doesn't really suit me, so I'm going to change it. And everybody just says, okay, no big deal. Go ahead. Do what you got to do. And it's just – it's fucking mind-blowing that these guys have no accountability and no checks and balances.
That guy specifically, I don't know if he actually went through with it, and maybe you know, maybe you can tell me, but he wanted to create his own, like – privatized police force for himself that answers like directly just to him. I don't know if he actually did that, but like that's fucking insane, dude. That is like, that's like the SS, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's like fucking Ron DeSantis's personal SS. Like, and I hate when people like just overuse the Hitler analogy, but like these people are such fascists that it's so apt. It's so fucking right on. These people are all baby Hitlers. All of them.
Yeah. I know.
All of them are fucking baby
crazy
Hitlers, bro. And this is, okay, like you Ron DeSantis specifically, he gets me so fucking wound up, dude, because I lived in Florida. I love Florida. It's a fucking beautiful, beautiful place. Like, you know, I lived in one of the most liberal areas in Orlando. Orlando is like one of the most liberal areas in Florida. A lot of major hub cities almost always are.
Right.
Always. Because they're more diverse than the rest of the states. And, you know, lots of people of color generally tend to vote for the party who at least claim that they're trying to help those communities. You know,
right.
So it makes sense for people of color to vote in that direction, even though, you know, that's a grift too. But DeSantis, dude, he just lost. That's what it was I wanted to talk to you about. He just lost like a $1 billion investment from Disney because of his bullshit with them. Like,
yeah.
Disney has been like one of Florida's biggest draws. Not just fucking, you know, the Orlando area, but like Florida. Like people come from all around the world to go to Disney World in Florida.
Yep. Yep.
That's a tourism hub for you, you fucking jackass.
Yeah.
And you know, the classically Florida governments and Disney have always worked together because Disney being there has been very beneficial for them. Very fucking beneficial. And this motherfucker, I guess, decided he needed to shake things up, and it was definitely because Disney World has a Pride Month.
Right.
Definitely because of that. Which is the pettiest fucking stupid. This guy just lost Florida $1 billion, dude. How can you look at that motherfucker and say, oh, well, he's financially responsible. He's morally responsible. He's financially. No, you idiot.
Right.
None of those.
He's losing your state $1 billion, and to your point earlier, he's doing it because he's fucking overreaching. So again, these are the two things you're supposed to be all for.
That
$1 billion responsibility and government not
overreaching. That $1 billion is guaranteed.
And he's doing
Mick.
Both. Right. That's what I'm saying. He's taking $1 billion from your state and he's overreaching. So explain to me how you're fucking endorsing this dude when you're supposed to be for fiscal responsibility and government staying out of people's lives. Like, it makes no fucking sense.
No, dude. How, like, all this guy had to do to earn Florida $1 billion, bro, is nothing.
Right.
That's all he had
exactly.
to do. Nothing.
Yep. Just fucking keep your mouth shut.
Disney was going to invest $1 billion into the place that has already invested
yep.
billions of dollars because it's
right.
been successful for them. And for
right.
you dumb fuck.
Yep.
That's insane. How could anybody
insane.
Endorse that dude after that?
I have no fucking clue. It's insane to me. It's wild.
And like, dude, I don't know how much you keep up on like the quote unquote stars of the Republican Party, like fucking Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene and shit. But like these are the ones that are espousing family values. Marge Taylor
yep.
Greene just got fucking divorced. You know, was
yep.
it last year or some shit? This fucking Boebert is getting divorced.
Well, this is the worst
part. She's getting
part.
A fucking divorce.
Listen, people get divorced and shit happens, but it's the hypocrisy of when something happens to somebody else, there needs to be like an investigation at all costs. Like when fucking Pelosi's
yes.
husband was attacked, it was
well, yeah,
we
like
don't
that's,
believe
that's what I'm saying.
We don't,
like that's
we don't
my
believe
point. Yeah,
this is what
I'm
happened.
Saying the hypocrisy.
We need
yeah,
to launch.
On.
We need to launch an investigation into what his dealings were, and
right.
you know, he might have been in a homosexual relationship with this guy, and maybe the guy was just a joke lover, and this and that. They wanted all this fucking investigation because this dude got almost killed in his own home.
Uh huh.
And then when, you know, there's a situation with them, whether it's one of them gets divorced or, you know, Bobert's, you know, 17-year-old kid is having a kid and this and that, then all of a sudden,
right.
Well, we need to respect the family's privacy. Fuck you.
Right.
Like, you don't respect
yeah.
anything when it's anybody else.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
then when it's you, you want your fucking privacy respected. Fuck that.
I don't
That's
even
just
know.
Absurd.
I've always thought, like, I try really hard not to rag on people's appearances these days, especially because, like, I realize how much it hurts my feelings when people do it to me. And
mm-hmm.
that's exactly how, you know, like, I'm not going to shit on the way I've learned things, but,
right.
you know, because I think that's how, you know, people learn trial and error. But the only way you can learn things to me is by relating it to yourself, and that's how you should learn. And people say, oh, it's selfish, whatever, that, you know, everything, you make everything about yourself or whatever, but it's, that's different. You know, this is saying, like, when people do this thing to me that I've done to other people, I don't like the way it feels. And because of that, I don't want other people to feel that this same way. And I'm kind
yeah.
of embarrassed that I made people feel this way.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just. It's that's the way we learn, you know.
And that's
sometimes
fine. I'm
we have
say,
to learn.
Yeah, that's how people learn. Right, exactly.
Right.
You know, nobody's fucking perfect. We all do stupid shit, and then, like you said, you see a situation happen to somebody else, and you go, "Oh wait, you know, kind of in doing that myself. Let me like learn from that and curb
right.
my certain behaviors." Yeah, like that's
exactly.
that's normal.
Right, and I don't like so I definitely go out of my way now not to attack somebody's appearance. But
mm-hmm.
I feel like I need to do that with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I feel like I need that. I feel like I have
okay.
to do that. And I'm sorry, Lord. You know, I've got terrible karma. I don't know what the fuck I did in the past life. But, like, please just don't add any more because of this. Because Jesus, please. Brother, I think we're on the same page with this woman, God. I think you and me were on the same page with this brother.
I
really hope so. But, that, like, he has got a fit. Do you remember when Ron Perlman played the Beast from Beauty and the Beast? It was like a TV show.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure, like, you know, Marge was either the stunt double or maybe they modeled it after her or some shit. Because I call her Big Face Marge because I just, bro, she has got one of the most, like, the big, she's a fucking tiny little shitball like Lauren Boebert, even though I think she's taller than Boebert. But, like, she's got
yep.
this gigantic, monstrous, aggressive face surrounded by this, like, shitty blonde hair. It's just it's the beast, bro. That's the beast, dude.
Well, this is what's funny to me, and I'm with you 100% on this, but this is why it's funny to me, because these are the same people who will call Michelle Obama a man. And then I look at...
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
And then I look at, and then I look at Marge, and I'm like... Yeah, she looks like more of a man than Michelle Obama does, I'm sorry to tell you.
Dude, like, honestly, and this, you know, you don't have to agree with me because I'm secure in my own desires, but, like, you know, 100% for me, Michelle Obama is the hottest first lady I've ever seen. Like, hands down.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, you're
for me,
drawing from an incredibly thin pool there, but yeah, I would agree with you.
Yeah, but you know, everybody loves Jackie. Everybody said Jackie Onassis is beautiful.
Oh,
all
yeah,
the shit
yeah,
like
that's
Laura
that's
Bush
true.
Was not unattractive. You know, Laura Bush
right,
was not like the
ugly.
She
yeah.
wasn't like a hottie or nothing. But like Michelle
right.
is like tall. She got a fucking booty. Got a pretty face. She got long ass legs. Like Michelle, I'm here for Michelle,
yeah.
bro. Like, I fuck
exactly.
myself. You know
I'm
what
I'm
saying?
You.
Like,
I'm
like I don't think I've ever been actually attracted to a first lady before. Like, I don't think that's ever happened for me. Because we grew up
right.
with, like,
yeah, that's fair.
You know, Nancy Reagan.
We grew up with, like, Nancy Reagan.
Dude, did you know that Nancy Reagan, like, allegedly was, like, the blowjob queen of Hollywood for a while? Did you know that, bro?
I didn't know that back in the day, but I heard it, like, recently,
no, not
and I think that's, like, the funniest thing that I've ever seen. That, yeah, she was, like,
that's
blowing people left and right.
No neck Nancy, brother. Damn. Bitch got a rubber
I
neck.
Call it, I should call it Just Say Blow instead of Just Say No.
They did. They did because, you know, if you want to say, like, blow like cocaine, like, that was definitely
oh, well, that too.
That
yeah.
was definitely like a shit operation in the 80s. The government
yeah.
was so much in on the cocaine trade in the 80s, bro. Like,
oh my god,
so into it. It's so funny, dude. Like, we, you know, Gen X, they say we don't have any achievements, right? Like, a lot of people say, oh, Gen X, you're not world builders or whatever. But, dude, we lived through a lot of crazy shit. We lived through the fucking Cold
yeah.
War, dude. We lived through fucking Russia and fucking the U.S., you know, ramping up their arms shit like it hasn't happened since the fucking 60s, you know?
Yeah.
We were over that shit 20 fucking years ago, but then we bring that shit back.
Right.
We lived through
yeah,
all that dumb
crazy.
Shit, you know? I think
crazy.
Just surviving through that shit is an accomplishment. I don't think anybody should,
I'm with
should
you.
Shit on Gen X.
Been through some shit, son.
Hells yeah. But like, where were we at? We were talking about the Nancy Reagan. How did we get on her? Oh, First Ladies Michelle.
First Ladies
and Michelle.
Horseface Marge Taylor Greene.
Oh yeah, big. Oh god, I'm glad I forgot how this conversation started because I hate talking about Horseface Marge. Stupid big face Marge. This fucking the reason I have no problem or don't feel as guilty, I should say, about making fun of her appearance is I just think she's like legit evil. Like I'm not being
yeah.
hyperbolic or anything like that. Like I'm not doing that for the sake of comedy, bro. Like, I think that bitch is evil.
I agree. I mean, listen, the first time I had ever heard of her when she was basically harassing the fucking Parkland kids for, like, trying to get gun
like
control
that,
laws in
that
place.
That alone, I feel like the bitch could be in jail. Like, to that
yeah.
alone. I don't care if there was nothing illegal that she did. I feel like, put that bitch in jail. She belongs there.
And again, this wasn't, you know, when she was, like, attacking these kids, it wasn't a congressional session. She's literally following
no.
these kids down the street and, like, yelling
street.
At them.
On the street.
These kids are, like, 17 years old. They've just been through the most fucking traumatic thing you can possibly imagine. And this bitch is fucking yelling at them in the street. Like, are you crazy?
It's insanity.
It really
it's
is.
It's always insanity now. It's
yeah.
always, you know, it's, I feel like you used to be able to look back at things that were happening in politics or whatever and just go, yeah, that's kind of fucked up or whatever. But, like, everything I hear nowadays, it's not dire insanity. It's like literal...
Yeah.
Literal, the opposite of any sort of progress. Like, it's been proven
yeah.
in this country. It's been proven in this country that when everybody works together, like, things get fucking done. That's proven.
Yep.
That's not, like, fantasy. That's how shit works.
Right.
But that's everything now is just one insanity piled on top of the next. Kids in cages,
mm-hmm.
kids dying in the classroom
yeah.
because of fucking assault rifles. All of these things are dire.
Yeah.
And then you got fucking Marge Taylor Greene who We don't need shit stirs, bro. Dude, I don't even know what policies she's for, because every time she opens her mouth, it's shitting on a Democrat or what the Democrats want to take away, or we need to stop the Democrats. From what? What are the Democrats trying to do that you want them to stop? Because from my end, they ain't doing shit.
They really aren't. Which is a whole other conversation.
You want them to do more nothing?
Jesus.
You stupid fucking fat-faced cow. How? Bro. What do you want? Need to stop the Democrats pushing this and that. Like, these people, her especially, they really think, like, a black, trans athlete abortionist is coming for them in the middle of the night, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they must see that when they close their eyes.
Right. They're fucking afraid of the boogeyman.
But they are the boogeyman. Marge is the boogeyman.
Yeah, they really are. I know.
Possibly literally. She might have a dick swinging down there, but if she wants to identify as a woman, like, that's fine. I thought that joke is brilliant. So, like, I came up with that joke. I was like, you know, I respect Marjorie Taylor. This was a joke, and I posted it on Twitter. I said, I respect Marjorie Taylor Greene's right to be called a she-her. And to me, that was fucking brilliant, because I'm thinking, like, once they see it, they'll realize, like, oh, the joke is that it's probably a he-him, but, you like, that's the whole joke. Nobody likes it. Not even the people that, like, regularly like my shit like that. Nobody did, bro. I thought it was very harmless. Like, I thought it was honestly, like, not problematic in any way, because Marjorie Taylor Greene is mannish at the least, I would say.
Yeah, but I think that's fair.
Do you think that's a safe thing to say, that he's mannish?
It's safe in this space. I don't know if I would go public calling her mannish, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like all bets are off with that person. He just, like, he's so inappropriate as well. Like, one of the things that was really embarrassing to me is I forget what it was, but it was like a formal Senate hearing or performance or so. I can't remember what the fuck it was, but she was wearing this, like, ridiculously over-the-top, like, white, fluffy outfit thing, and she just starts, like, in the middle of people speaking, she just starts, like, screaming.
Yeah.
Like, liar, liar, and all this thing. Like, she just starts, like, getting up out of her seat, and she's the only one doing it. So, like, nobody else is doing it, which makes you think, okay, this is not a thing that they're doing, that you're supposed to do here. Like, you're probably supposed to shut up while people talk. You know what I mean?
Right.
And this bitch is acting like it's a fucking NASCAR rally, and she's, like, popping up and, like, flinging epithets and shit. Like, it was so fucking embarrassing to watch, because this is the shit that people from other countries see of us.
Yes.
They see that. And even they think, even you can have a country that's, like, fucking war-torn but still has a parliament, right? And when they watch the fucking parliament, they expect things to not be like that as well. Like, that's not even acceptable in, like, shit country fucking government. Like, that's insane. That's insane. She's fucking insane, bro.
That's why I don't understand how these are the people that these voters are gravitating towards. They're just they're ugly people, and I'm not even just talking about their appearance, although that doesn't qualify in this case.
Inside and fucking out, dude.
Yeah, they're just fucking bad people. Like, I just don't understand the allure.
Dude, do you know that Bobert's husband, who she's divorcing, do you know that he when they met, he exposed his dick to her. I think she was 16 at the time.
Well, no, I thought it was that he exposed his dick to like an underage person at some point. I don't think it was her.
No, if it wasn't her, if she wasn't underage when they met, I just read this article. He did it to her too, like, and their friends. Like,
oh,
that's
did he?
They met in like a bar, and that was his thing. Like, his joke was that you'd turn around and his dick was out of his pants. Like, that was his idea of a joke. And he did that to her when she was, yeah, if she was 16, she probably wasn't in a bar, but that's how he met. I think she was like 19 or 20 and he was like 35 or some shit like that. But like, that was a thing that he did in their initial meeting. Like, that was like, how do you see that and be like, oh, I want to date that guy.
Right.
Those guys,
I don't
like,
know.
Rip his fucking
wish
dick
I
out.
Had a fucking answer.
Right?
Yeah, it's insane.
It's absolutely insane. And, like, when I bring up the fact that Big Face Marge and Bobo are getting a divorce, I bring that up because it's important for me to point out that hypocrisy of them espousing this idea that families need to be a man, a woman, and children. That's
right.
That's their idea of a family. And in it, let's be real fucking honest, and I'm going to be because it's my fucking show. If you, bro, I lost my train of thought.
Well, you're talking about their idea.
Dude, ADHD sucks, bro. ADHD sucks, dude.
So you were talking about their idea of family values, but I will make a point
you can't have a family. You can't make your family work, okay? What do they call the man, woman, child, nuclear family? Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say. Okay, so like I said, we'll be honest. Their idea of a family is a white man, a white woman, and a white child. That's the Republicans' basic idea of a family, period.
Yeah.
There's tons of evidence to back up that fucking claim of mine. That's what they fucking said. Okay?
Right.
You know, Republicans are pro-honky, and the only reason – their party is the only party that brings white supremacists to it. There is a white supremacist voting bloc for the Republicans.
Yeah.
That's facts.
Yep.
That's fact. Oh, we're not racist. Really? Why do all the racists love you?
Well, that's the funny thing is, again, yeah, like at some point, you know, in certain aspects, you are the company you keep, right? And so it's like, if you are saying you are not white supremacist, sure, I can believe that premise, but then you have to explain why all the white supremacists love you.
Exactly.
I mean, that's not a coincidence.
No, and, you know, here's another thing that I really want to introduce into law. I think if you become a senator or anything higher than that, your private internet search history should be published. That's the way I fucking feel. And that's the reason I
would
never be
part of it. I would 100% be on board with that.
I don't think. I think as a public servant, especially if my tax dollars are like really going to your fucking salary. And I don't, I don't agree with you. You know what I mean? Like, Nick, we're paying for people to exist in a political spectrum that we don't want to pay. We don't like them. But they're still earning money off my taxes. Yep. They're useless to me, but my taxes are paying for their bullshit.
Right.
You know, if you're going to be a public servant, especially if you have opinions about people's privacy, like their fucking wombs, you know, you got opinions about that shit, right? People are afraid that the government is going to invade their homes and take their guns. No, they're invading your fucking wombs. They're invading your wife's fucking bodily autonomy, your daughters, your mothers, your sisters, yours.
Wait, one quick thing back to the top. We were discussing about the nuclear family.
Right.
I'm just going to point out that the hero of the Republican Party has 5 kids by 3 different women, all of whom he's cheated on publicly. That's their family values.
That's a hypocrisy. I understand when people have a measured thought of, okay, the Republicans and the Democrats are very similar. They both suck. Like, that's fine for you to say, but when you say it's equal footing for both of them, that's where I draw the line, because it's not.
I agree. Yeah, exactly. It's not the same.
But to your point about the
internet history thing, I think that's a very interesting thought, and I'm 100% with you on it, because I think at the very least, like, listen, if we had access to their internet history, you know, I'm not expecting we're going to see a ton of, like, Epstein type shit and kiddie porn. I mean, maybe there'd be like,
well, it depends. If it's Matt Gaetz, then probably yes.
Well, yeah, then probably. But I think what it would 100% reveal is just how much in their pockets all of these fucking lobbyists are.
Yeah.
Like, if you had those emails and texts and stuff like that, it would 100% expose all of them as fucking phonies.
Maybe let me refine what I'm saying, because you bring up a good point. Maybe we don't publish necessarily their personal internet history.
That's fair.
But because you said like their work, like their emails and shit like that, right?
Right.
Yeah, I wonder if that's – you know what it is? The reason I say personal internet history is because I want to see – like, the guys that are super anti-gay, like, anybody that's, like, an anti-gay, they operate on, like super LGBTQ plus phobic shit. Like, they're all – you know, they hate trans people. They hate gay people. Like – when they're on that tip, and there's a lot of fucking politicians that verbally still say that shit. Like, in this day and age, there are still politicians that are like, gay people are shit. But we don't want our kids to be gay. Really? How does a heterosexual country have so many gay people in it? How? Because it's natural. Because it happens. You moron. God made them this way. In your fucking canon, in your stupid bullshit head canon, God made them this way.
Yep.
Okay? Done. Period. Those people, I think their personal internet history should be published. If you have any kind of negative opinion about something like gay people, you definitely have some fucking skeletons that we need to see in your fucking personal internet fucking history. I believe that 1,000%, bro.
Yep, same here.
You know, I feel like I could be wrong once in about, like, 2,000.
Right, I was going to say, listen, it might not fit everybody, but, yeah, it fits a whole fucking lot of them, that's for sure.
It fits a fucking lot. Like, for example, I know Mike Pence's even though Mike Pence is like a super fucking, you know, old school Christian stoic cunt like type person, but I don't think he's got any porn skeletons in his closet because he's a fucking robot.
Probably not.
He's like Christian Bot 2.0 type of shit. The dude is just like, he's got zero personality. He calls his wife mother.
Right.
Like, that's like some, bro, that's like some 1800s shit, brother. That's like some puritanical shit. You know what I'm saying? She's probably known around the town as, like, Goody Pence or some shit like that. This shit is wild.
Yeah.
Like, these people are fucking archaic, bro. Mike Pence is a Christian robot. So,
yeah.
I doubt his internet history is tainted in any way like that because he's probably just looking up ways to be more Christian.
Probably. Yeah, I don't think he's got any photos of twinks on his phone or anything like that.
I'm pretty sure he's looking up, like, you know, how to maintain the living skin tissue around your cyber body. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's looking up and shit. But like a lot of these other people, there's so many things. A comedian once made a joke about how politicians should be forced to, and this I like legitimately agree with. It's funny, but like, tell me if this is not, because you just mentioned the same shit. Tell me if this is not exactly what should happen. Politicians should have to wear like NASCAR jumpsuits that have the names of all of their fucking corporate ties, all of the logos for whatever corporation is funding them, has lobbied them.
Yep.
They should have to wear those fucking patches wherever the fuck they go so we can see exactly who owns them.
I would totally be in favor of that for sure.
The Family Values Party, right? The Family Values Party. Their idea of a family is a white man, a white woman, and a white child. And that's not the reality for the rest of the world. It's not even the reality in this country. You know, you still have huge pockets of honkies floating around. You know, there's still tons and tons and tons of, like, pure white areas, which I don't think benefits anybody.
No, I agree.
They don't want to be a part of the world. They want to stay.
They want to stay in their little bubble. And sorry, what was that?
How do you reach people like that though? Like I don't understand how.
I don't even know.
There are people that follow these. Like, if you can't say I'm a Republican when your whole party is dedicated to a fucking madman. Why would you say that? I know people who I thought were like thinking, compassionate people, or maybe I was just blind. Like, I don't know how to reach those people, man.
Yeah.
And I hear it around me so much. I feel like, because I spent a lot of time in public, and, like, I just hear people talking. And even though I'm in a blue state, I'm in Connecticut, like, I still hear people talking shit.
Yeah.
Like, that was at this fucking rest stop, and some dudes were just like, I forget what it was that they said, but it was like a real fucking ignorant-ass Republican-ass thing to say. And I was just like, bro, I may need to move out of this country. Like, I'm so tired of this country's narrative being fueled by hatred. I can't live that way, Mick.
I know.
I'm not fueled by hatred.
Yeah, it's getting worse and scarier because you have this, like, this hatred that's definitely bubbling up and all this. And we saw some of it to an extent on January 6th. But I honestly think, like, a situation like that is going to happen again in the near future. Like, it might not be on the day they try to certify an election. It might be on Inauguration Day, or it might be on some other day. But, like, there's going to – like, that was not the last we are hearing from the insurrectionists. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't think this is over. I don't think they're just going to decide, well, that didn't work. Let's just turn around and go back to our basements. Like, that's not how it's going to work. And I think that the hatred is bubbling up, which, again – combine it with all these fucking lax-ass gun laws, and I think
yeah.
that's why you're seeing more shootings. But I think there is going to be some sort of, like, organized, I don't know if it's quite a revolt or whatever, but I do think we're going to see some fucking crazy shit go down in the next few years at this rate, which is fucking scary.
I hope very, very, very desperately that you're wrong. I hope that very much. And I may have some evidence to the contrary. I think that because I do think there is a bit of a split in the Republican Party because of DeSantis and Trump, which is just like, bro, to have to choose between those people, it's a bullet for me. It's a bullet to the brain. If you presented me, you know, and obviously I've never been a Republican, and I would never be a Republican for those reasons. But, like, if I had to, as a person for my country, choose between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis to lead this country, I would choose a bullet. 1,000%.
Probably,
I would choose
a
fucking bullet over that. That is, dude, Ron DeSantis. Trump is a fascist, but Trump is only a fascist because he's extremely selfish. He is an extremely,
right.
extremely selfish person. He really doesn't even care about his friends, which is why he doesn't
right.
actually have any real friends. He just doesn't give a shit about
yep.
anybody but himself. You know
right.
what I mean? And that's his fascism comes from basically, I do what I want. And he's this guy actually says that, bro. He said
yeah.
that. In interviews, I do whatever the fuck I want. He said that shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got DeSantis, who is a legit closeted gay Nazi. Legit.
Well, that's why
guy,
I think he's scarier.
He is scarier. He's scarier than Trump,
yeah.
100%.
100%. Yeah. And, like you
but
said,
that's
Trump is basically
saying.
Self-serving.
The known evil, bro, the known
right.
evil is... discuss the known evil is tragic for this country, and it has been. The quote unquote unknown evil of Ron DeSantis will be even worse. That shit will be wild. Because that guy, that Ron DeSantis is the type of guy who just wants to burn every fucking bridge he sees, every single
yeah.
fucking one, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
He's insane, dude.
Yeah.
That guy is legit fucking insane. Whereas Trump is kind of insane, but he's really just a selfish piece of shit. Like, that's really his
yeah.
biggest.
But which is why, like, yeah, I think, I mean, I still hope that they somehow give DeSantis the Republican ticket and then Trump runs in as an independent. Like, that's my dream scenario. I don't think it's going to happen, but.
Oh, that would fuck both of them up completely.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Right.
That would be
my dream scenario. Because other than that, I mean, I honestly think, I hate to say this, but as scary as it is, but I think if either one of them just ran solo unopposed and the other one just shut the fuck up, I think either one of them could beat Biden.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I do, like I said, I hope you're wrong about the future. And I think one of the pieces of that I think about that may be contrary to what you said is that they're actually really going after the January 6th people. They're actually, like, prosecuting the shit out of these people, which I don't think anybody really thought was going to happen. Like, these people are getting fucking done. You know, like they're getting they're getting like life sentences. They're getting, you know, I think they should be tried as treasoners. You know, I think they should be tried for treason 100%. I believe that deep in my heart of hearts, if you do what those people did, you are an insurrectionist, and we have a lot of fucking punishments and laws against insurrectionists. They're not trying them as traitors to the state. They're not.
No.
They're not. But they are throwing a lot of books at them, and I think that might stymie the next one. I'm hoping it does. But what's the most disturbing out of all of that is that I mean you and I grew up with, like, we talked about this before. We've not never known racists. Like, growing up with Italian family, like, we've known about racists our entire lives. Doesn't necessarily mean we've been them or agreed with them, for example, but we've been around it. And honestly, if you're a white dude, like, this is something I always found, like, hilarious. If you're a white dude, like, other white dudes seem to have no problem whatsoever just, like, being casually racist with your ass.
Especially people, like, our age or older. Like, it's wild. Like, yeah, how people just assume that we all think the same. Like, I remember... I've probably told you this story before. I don't remember exactly, but
tell it. And when I feel like this is something we could dedicate like five shows to, but go on.
So we hired somebody to work as a person who was reporting directly to me. This is like, I'm his superior, right?
Right.
So this guy comes into work one day and he's been there like a month. Like, it's not like we were, like, super chummy for, like, years and, you know, we could, you know.
He's still the fucking green guy. He's still the new guy.
I had been there for, like, a month, and I'm his boss. And he comes in one day, and we're just, like, BSing about something. He goes, oh, dude, I got to show you this meme. And he shows me this meme, and I can't remember what it was, but it had something to do with, like, Mickey Mouse and, like, Mexicans crossing the border. I don't even remember what the fuck it was.
Right.
But it was basically making fun of Mexicans crossing the border and trying to get into the country and this and that. And I just looked at him and I'm like, that's not okay. And he kind of looked like shocked that was my reaction.
Right.
Like, he just totally expected me to look at it and laugh and be like, oh yeah, dumbass immigrants. Like, and I'm just like, why do these people just, like you said, assume that we all fucking are racist? Like, it's so fucking weird to me. And like I said, I was this dude's boss. Like, we were not, like, buddies hanging out at a bar. Like, we were at my job. And I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with people?
I'm so much more aggressive than you. So much more aggressive. Because I didn't – no, really. Because, like, honest – and people, like – I'm trying not to make this about me, but I will say one thing real quick because we are low on time. But
people always – they always underestimate me because they'll show me some shit like that. Like, if I was in that scenario, I would say to the guy, if you ever show me something like that again, you're fired. I'll fire you.
Yeah, that's probably what I should have said. Yeah.
No, but it's not what you should have said, Mick. You are who you are. It doesn't matter what you should do. Don't do that to yourself. You know,
you are who you are. Yeah.
That's not you. It's not you to say shit like that. It's me to say shit like that. But people think, like, I won't. Like, people will think, they'll come up to me, and they'll say some shit like that. And I'll look at them and be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I'll instantly just be, like, on alert and turn towards them. And it's you know, it's like a bouncer thing, bro. Like, you know, you kind of have to be on your toes at all times, you know what I mean? But, like, they come up to me and they act like, I don't know why people think, and I'll say, like, I will say to other people, like, you know, oh, in that scenario, I would have done this. And they're like, oh no, you wouldn't, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yes, I would. Like, I'm not joking.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not lying to you. Like, I would have said you,
right.
How do you not know that I do shit like that? I've done shit like that. I have the biggest mouth
of anyone you know.
Yeah.
Why would I not do that? You know? But for real, dude,
yeah,
like that's that kind of shit. I actually got some dude in trouble because I ordered like a Uber Eats or a DoorDash.
Okay.
And this is back when I was living on the south side of Mount Vernon. So the guy pulls up, he's a white dude, and he's like, oh, when he sees me. And I'm like, what's up, bro? Like, what's your fucking, you know, what's going on with you? And he's like, oh, he's like, what? He's like, you live here? And I was like, yeah. Because it was a black neighborhood. Like, it was you know.
No,
bro, I'm fucking black neighborhoods I've lived in, bro, with no problem. Like, none.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, none at all. Not even great black neighborhoods. I'm talking about, like, shit-ass black neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, run-down shit. I live there with black folk. We all live in the same shitty houses. Like,
right,
we all in the same page.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And this motherfucker's like, oh, he's like, oh, I didn't think I'd see any white people around here. I don't. There's no white people around here. I was like, "Are you fucking serious, dude?"
Jesus.
I was like, "Are you kidding?" Like, what would make you like? I was more stunned than anything else. And I was like, like, okay. And I got my food, and I'm sitting there, and instead of eating my food, I'm thinking about what this motherfucker just said to me.
Right.
So I'm like, fuck it. So I called it was either the restaurant or whatever service I used. And I was like, I don't think I'm really happy with the customer service that I just got. And
yeah,
I explained it to them. And then, like, I get a text from the dude, like, 20 minutes later. He's like, thanks, I just got fired. And I'm like, good.
Oh, but, God.
You know?
Yeah.
Good. Good for you, bro.
Yep.
Good for fucking you.
Honestly,
for some reason, I don't, is it just, so people have done that to you where they just come up to you and start being like casually racist at you, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Do you think it's because we're just white, or do you think we have like particularly dumb faces that they think they're safe?
Well, I don't want to discount the dumbness of our faces. I'm sure that might be a factor. I definitely have a dumb face.
I definitely have a dumb face, too.
That's just true based on the number of times. I mean, anytime I walk through, like, Penn Station or Grand Central, somebody comes up to me with some, like, sob story about trying to give them money. So I obviously have a dumb face. But, yeah, I don't know if I have a dumb racist face, though. So maybe it's just that we're white or that we're a certain age. Because, like, yeah, like, I feel like this doesn't happen to, like, 25-year-olds. Maybe it does. I don't know.
Well, that, dude, I mean, that this next, like, the generations after us are, like, remarkably less racist than any of our generations and previously. Like,
Definitely.
They're just, so many of them are integrated and they have access to the internet very early on in their lives. So they get to see what other people look like on the internet. And
exactly. That
helps inform everything
mm-hmm.
else.
Yep.
You know, and I love that's one, even though I may hate the oncoming generations because some of them like really suck ass. Let me tell you something. Everybody in the next born in the next 20 years is going to have their own brand at birth. Brand.
Right.
They're going to be given.
Yep.
A corporate brand at their birth, and they will grow up trying to build it. That's the way everything is going. But these kids are not as racist as the people we grew up with, as our parents' generation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, my man. I think that's called a wrap.
All right, homie.
All right. What is next week? Next week's the 27th, and then okay, so two weeks, I'm gonna be down there.
Yes, sir.
All right, my man. Catch you on the phone.
All right, later.